Good morning. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Siman Reish Tes Vav, Sifin Gimel and Dalet. We're going to talk about saying Amin to children's brachos, as well as an unnecessary bracha. So says the Mechaber in Gimel, V'hada ein onin Amin achar tinok davka b'shosh shalomid habrachos lefnei rabo. The rule not to say Amin to the brachos of children applies when they learn the brachos from their teacher. Shemuter lelami the tinokos habrachos kitiknon v'af apishim v'varchin levatala b'shas halimud. Because it's permitted to teach the brachos accurately to the children, even though their brachos are going to be in vain when they learn them. Aval b'shosh shehim v'varchin niftar es atzman. But if they make the brachos in order to exempt themselves of an obligation, cave on the bnei chinuchim, because they are of age of education, onim achareim amen. So then we do respond amen. V'chein b'shash omim haftar b'pisach nesas, and likewise when they do the haftar and shul, we say amen to their brachos. Explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Rotsa lomar de'in shayach lomar amen la'amis u'lekaimes devrei hamivarich acharei de'in sheim bracha Allah. So when the children learn brachos from their teacher, it's not considered a bracha. And therefore, amen, the word amen, which corroborates and supports the words of the mevarich, is not relevant at all. Yudala devatala, rotzalomar, shalomid ha-ravi mohem ha-brachos shalobiz manon. The teacher is teaching the brachos out of context. Afilu hachi muter lahazker shem Hashem, and nonetheless, it's permitted to use the name of Hashem. Vafilu ha-ravi achol lahazker Hashem kedid lami datino ka-brachos, even the Rebbe is allowed to use the name of Hashem. Shahari akorcha chanu tzrichim dil modi mohem kedid lachan chom b'liman ha-torah v'kiyum ha-mitzvos. Because we need to teach them properly in order to educate them and habituate them in learning and in the fulfillment of mitzvot. However, it's only with a child that one is permitted to use the name of Hashem. However, if an adult is learning the brachos when he's learning Gemara, so then he should not use Shem Hashem. Only when he learns psukim that are mentioned in the Gemara is he permitted to say them with the name of Hashem. So what's the difference between teaching brachos to a child and the context of learning? Rav Moshe and Archaim Chelek Beis Simen Nun Vav, quoted in footnote 16, says that when teaching brachos, we have to be concerned that if we don't use the Shem Hashem, the child is going to learn the brachos incorrectly. But that concern does not apply to learning Gemara. So halacha lemaisa, how should one go about saying Shemos Hashem during learning? Footnote 17, the Stipler was of the opinion that one should say Hashem. Rav Yashu says that one can say the name Elohim, but he should not say the name of Hashem Adlus. Continuing in the Mishnah Berurah Tezvav, Liftor, Kigon Shemivarich HaBrachos Bizman on Derech Chinuch. So the second case in the Shulchan Aruch is when the child is making brachos at the proper time, in the correct context, where he's saying the bracha in order to exempt himself, for example, you know, on a food. However, the implication from the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishnah Berurah, is that if a child who has not yet reached the age of chinuch makes a bracha on food, so then one should not say amen after his bracha. So what's considered the age of chinuch for this purpose? Footnote 18, quotes Rav Yashav, who says it's one who knows to whom he says a bracha, and Rav Ben Tzion HaBashal says that generally that is 6 or 7 years old. Is one allowed to say amin in order to educate the child about amin? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Yashav say yes. If the child is going to, you know, think that amin is not said in response to brachos, so then one should say amin. However, others gave other options. Rav Shlomo Zalman said you could say ameh without saying the nun at the end, and Rav Ben Tzion HaBashal said you could say Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amin Ve'Amin, and then you could say that pasuk quietly, and at the end say the last word aloud, so that way it sounds like you're saying Amin to the bracha, even though you're saying the pasuk. Yud Zayin Sha'omim Ha'aftorah, back in the Mishnah Berurah, Rotsa Lomar Sha'azkorin Batorah V'Neviyim Uvarchin Lefneim U'Lacharehem V'Tzarech La'anos Amin Aleihem. If the child reads Torah and Navi and makes brachos before and after, so then one should say amen afterwards, after those brachos. Continuing now in Sif Dalit in the Mechaber. Kol ha-mevarich bracha she'ina tzricha harei ze nosei shem shamayim lashov, v'harehu kinishba lashov, v'asor la'anos acharov. Amin. Anyone who says unnecessarily a bracha is guilty of saying the name of Hashem in vain, and is considered like someone who swears in vain, and is forbidden to say amin to his bracha. explains the Mishnah Berurah Yud Ches, Bracha Sheina Tzricha, Kigon Shemavarich B'socha Suda Al Devarim Sheniftaru Kvar Al Yedei Birkas Hamotzi. An example is if one says a bracha on foods that were already exempted by the bracha of Hamotzi said at the beginning of the meal. The Zohar bracha shalol tzorechi klal, because the second bracha would be completely unnecessary. V'od kosu aposkim dafilu ma'achshav lo haya bracha levatala. The poskim also write that even if now the bracha is not in vain, gamkein hilif amim b'chla bracha sheina tzricha, it could still be included in the category of an unnecessary bracha. Kigon im shulchano aruch lefanav. For example, if his table is set in front of him, v'dayto leilich v'lito yad of vilechol, and his intent is to go and wash and eat. V'lokeach kodem anatilo mevarich adorim shadayto l'ochem b'socha suda. But instead of going to wash right away, he takes some food first, and he eats that which he was going to eat during the meal. That's also forbidden, to go in bracha she'ina tzricha, because he is causing an unnecessary bracha. V'kol shekina mafsik mina bracha lo asiya, certainly one who interrupts between the bracha and the doing of the mitzvah, the gorim shetizbata la bracha rishonu legamrei, such that he causes the bracha to be null and void. B'vaday asir, that's also forbidden. V'ayin the elbasim min menfav mishnu bursu kon yudalev, uve magen avromisim in zelit inin hashlamas mea bracha. B'Shabbos, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avram, in terms of getting to the number of 100 brachos on Shabbos. Footnote 20 quotes from Mishnah Berurah Reish Tzadi Aleph that one should not stop a meal in order to bench with the explicit intent to eat more afterwards, because by doing so, one is causing an unnecessary bracha, unless there is concern for achila gasa. Continuing in Mishnah Berurah Yotes, Lashov, Rotze Lomar Avshahu Mivarech Yisedir Nusach HaBracha B'derech Hodov HaShevach. Even if one uses the standard text of the bracha, and he says the bracha in a manner of praise and thanks, Kevan She'ina Tzricha, since it's not necessary, the Kol Shekinim Hizker Shem HaShem Levatala, certainly if he mentioned Shem HaShem in vain, Chas V'Shalom, V'Lav Davka Shem Shal Arba Osios, not only Shem Adnos, Hu Adin Sharei HaShemos Gamkin B'chlal Yisur Zeh, the other names are also included in this prohibition. So all of that is considered no say Shem Shamayim Lashav, mentioning the name of Hashem in vain. V'hu adinim hotzi Hashem b'lashon laz levatala. The same applies if one says the name of Hashem in another language in vain. Tahinu shelo b'derech shevach ve'hoda, gam ken yash isur. If he's saying it without a manner of praise and thanks, so then that would also be prohibited. Kosov ha'eliyarabah b'shem sefer chasidim, im tishma shachaver chamazkir Hashem. The Eliyarabah quotes the sefer chasidim as saying that if one hears another person say Shem Hashem, al tikonis toch devar of lomar aseli kach v'kach, one should not interrupt him and say, you know, can you do me a favor, shaharei al yedei zeh yishtok l'shma dvarecha, because by interrupting him, he's going to pause, he's going to listen to you, v'yata gorim shiotzi shem shamayim devatala, and you're going to cause him to say the name of Hashem in vain. Avalam tishma shachavercha hizkir shem Hashem dekalalaz chavero, however, if one hears another person using shem Hashem in order to curse, az tafsik devarav kiyachat ha-kishi yikala, so that you should interrupt him, because he's going to sin if he uses the name of Hashem in order to curse. Continuing Mishnah Berurah Chav, Kenish Balashav, Hu Lashon HaRambam. So the Shulchan Aruch here is quoting the Rambam, B'mekoro Mimadi Isa B'Gemara, Kol HaMavarech Bracha She'ina Tzricha Over Mishum Dal Sisa Eshem V'Gomer. So the source is from the Gemara, that one who says a bracha that's not necessary is in violation of losisa. Umikomakom daz kamar rishonim deikar hisur hum min derabanan. However, many rishonim hold that this is min derabanan. Kevan shehu mazgiru bebracha derech shevach veoda ukras machta biyama. Because you're saying the name of Hashem in a manner of praise and thanks, and the pasuk is an allusion. Aval imhu mazgiru lahashem chas v'shalom levatala below bracha. But if one says shem Hashem in vain without the context of a bracha, l'chulei alma yesh bo iser torah. So then everybody agrees that that's asur midaraisa. Shuhu over amitzvasei des Hashem lokecha tira, because he violates the prohibition of fearing Hashem. She yasar lemotzi shem shamayim devatala, which forbids us from saying shem Hashem in vain. Ki diso b'temura ki zehu mechlal hayira shlo lahazgir shmo agadol ki mederech shavach ve'oda amash mechuyov avolo levatala. Part of fearing Hashem is refraining from mentioning His name other than in context of praise and thanks, and certainly not in vain. Mikomakom v'ena dasa ramam v'ena shari poskim im nistapik al iza bracha im beirach olo, whether according to the Rambam or to other poskim, if one is not sure whether he said a bracha or not, im hu davar shu daraisa chozer mivarich, if it's a bracha daraisa, he has to say the bracha again, vim hu derabanan lo yachzor vivarich, but if it's an obligation midrabanan, one should not say the bracha again. Umashma mikama achronim de iser yesh badavar lachzor levarich. It's implied by many achronim that it's actually forbidden to make the bracha again. Kosu achronim da afilu yesh tzvek sveiko lahatzich bracha. Kigun tzafik achal kezayis olo. Vimtim tzalomer lo achal. Shema halacha da aberya afilu pachos me kezayis mevarchin. So many achronim write that even if there's a tzvek sveiko, whether he needs to make a bracha. So for example, there's a tzafik whether he had a kezayis. So that's one tzafik. And then even if he didn't eat a kezayis, there's another tzafik. Less than a kezayis, you would still make a bracha. So you have two tzadim to make a bracha. It's a beria, and also maybe he ate a kezayis. Afilu hachi sveiko lahakel velo yavarich. Nonetheless, we say safik lahakel. We are lenient about that safik, and he does not make a bracha. Va'asur la'anos acharav. So one does not respond with an amen in response to the bracha of atala, to lo adif mitinok shemazker Hashem derech limudo. It's no better than a child who mentioned Shem Hashem as part of his learning. To lo asa isur bazker also, he doesn't violate anything by saying Shem Hashem. Afilu achi ein anos amin achrav de ein shem bracha ala. Nonetheless, one does not say amin after his bracha because it's not considered a bracha. Kol shukein zed asa isur the hotzi shem shamayim levatala. Certainly, this person who said Shem Shamayim in vain, one should not say amin in response. What should you do if you say a bracha she'in a tzricha? So footnote 29 quotes earlier in the Shulchan Aruch Yesh Vav, that one should say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa Dolem Voed, and within how much time of the bracha she'in a tzricha do you have to say Baruch Shem? So the Chai Adam says immediately. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein was quoted as saying that it could be done even after a delay. Rav Shlomo Zalman adds, as long as one is still involved in the same general matter. Next time around, we'll continue Bezis Hashem and Simin Reish Tezayin. Have a wonderful day.